Hey, Shackley family. I don't know about those tunes, but man, it makes me want to dance, right, Kathy? Good morning, everybody, and good afternoon to everyone on the East Coast. I'm happy. I'm happy today because I'm here with you on this Monday call, and it's a super important month, a month of March, right? And I want you guys to realize we seriously have 2 weeks left in March. But before we dive into this call, I want you to say hi in the chat. I want you to tag your teams, and we're gonna get rolling because we got Francine rolling on this call. See where I went right there? We got 2 more weeks, like I said, to qualify for the Q1 quarterly incentive and to close the month strong. So it's time as a CEO to really kind of get down to say, okay, where am I at? To take stock with where I'm at in my business. And what do I really want to accomplish these last 2 weeks in the month? Okay, how am I going to earn those last couple of VIP elite points, and how am I going to earn that that amazing aura ring, or both of them, or two of them, I should say, for tier two? You know, and as I said that, I wrote this down here. As a CEO, it's good to take inventory. It's good to stop and say, you know what? What do I need to start doing? Or what do I need to stop doing to get me to where I need to be? Especially these last couple of weeks or going into next month, what do I need to start doing, or what do I need to stop doing to get me to where I need to be? Okay. Ask yourself that, take some inventory, and let's get rolling these last couple of 2 weeks, like I said. In the post for this call in the Shackley Share and Grow Facebook group, Kathy, she asked a question. The question was, what does it take to earn the quarterly incentive? And those who answered the question were entered into a random drawing for a free product of your choice. And I want to see the winner, Kathy. What do you think? Here we go. Congratulations to Carla Clayton, Senior Coordinator in Florida. Let's take a look at her answer here. Okay, I can see it now. She said, it takes massive imperfect action, connect, invite, follow up, and ask for the sell. Be consistent and continue to fill your pipeline and nurture your leads. Congratulations, Carla. What a fantastic answer. And that's right. As a CEO, you got to put those blinders on. You got to be doing the consistent stuff over and over. And so I love that answer. So I'm going to have Kathy reach out to you to find out what product you want, Carla. So congrats. Okay, today we have special guest speaker, Francine Rowling, and we're gonna have her answer basically that same exact question. What does it take to earn the quarterly incentive? Or I should say, what does it take to just be successful in your business in general? But honestly, what I wrote down here is the answer that she's gonna give you is basically the answer to pretty much anything that you want to achieve in Shackley, or as a CEO in general. And her answer is mindset. You gotta have a strong mindset. You gotta want it, right? And I loved when I was talking to her in our prep session. She was like, you know, it all starts up here. If I'm not here right now, it's not gonna get done when I'm sitting down behind that computer to invite and follow up and start conversations with new people. So, and I agree with that. So I can't wait to hear from Executive Coordinator Francine Rowling. In fact, Francine, she had one of her best months in the business in February, and she's gonna share with us, you know, why that was and what it took to really create that business growth and that development and what really kind of took her into that fruition last month. So, okay, but before we get to Francine, let's take a look for, Kathy, can you mind pulling up news and events site? Okay. We're going to take a quick reminder of all the promotions that are currently available that you can share with all the people that you're talking to about Shackley to help you close March and the quarterly strong. So we've got the 20% off Mealogy that is still currently going on. We got the Power Up bundle that is currently still going on. And Kathy, what was the other thing we wanted to share before we jump into our awesome, yeah, the green ticket giveaway? It says feeling lucky. When anyone places an order for adult Mealogy between March 17th and March 23rd, they have a chance to win a green ticket entitling them to, is it 3 free months of adult Mihology, one winner daily. So that's pretty cool. So don't forget to mention that as well. And that is not all. We got something special for you guys. We have a short-term promotion, one of the most powerful promotions that we can offer for closing strong. And here it is. We have free shipping on any order, and that will be open to everyone. Okay. That starts tomorrow, the 25th. The 19th, and that will go through the 25th, and that's open to the all US and Canada. So let's go finish strong. These are some amazing promotions that are going to get us to finish strong, lead us where we want to be as CEOs. And I'm going to hand it off to my good friend, Marcy Johnson. Are you there, Marcy?
I am. I'm so sorry. I wasn't ready with my finger on the right button, but I was enthralled with what you were saying. And I kept thinking, how am I going to follow that up? Free shipping, this Willy Wonka style green ticket giveaway. That's so exciting. I love that. We've never done anything like that before. It's a lot of fun. So anyways, hello, Shackley family. Good morning. Happy Monday. I hope you are all doing wonderfully. I am doing wonderful. I'm really excited because this is the first recognition that we've had this year that is right in line with what we typically do. We have our Star Club bonuses to recognize, and we have our ambassador sponsoring to recognize all moving forward. And so I'm thrilled to be back and doing the full recognition. So let's go ahead and go for it. Okay, guys, I'm going to need your help as always, but I do want to start with our wellness community's impact tracker. So again, I talk about this every week, but this is people going on to this impact tracker and sharing the experience that they had with their wellness communities for the month. You can see the QR code is in the top right corner. Please go ahead and take a second. If you haven't gotten a chance to, you can scan it. It'll take you right to the page. And honestly, it really is very fast, but it's great information for us, valuable and very exciting for us to read what's going on with you guys. So let me share with you what Barb and Steve Van Wy shared with us. They said that creating and participating within the community programs the last couple of months has been fun and rewarding. We appreciate being able to help people in a non-evasive way, never any pressure, by showing how the products have helped us and helped other people. The results are amazing. We try very hard to give help in ways that we can, as there is more joy in giving than in taking, which is so true. By the way, whoever thought of this community idea should be recognized. They have, and we're so grateful to have these communities here at Shackley. All right, up next, we have Colleen Fay, who shared with us, "My wellness community energizes us all and keeps us working together to be the best we can be and help others do the same. I love the positive response from our participants and that they are interested enough to ask questions. By running these groups as a team, we bring new people together, results in prospects, customers, and people looking for a gig that they can trust." So Colleen, I think they're looking for a person they can trust, and they love hearing from you and connecting with you in these wellness communities. But what a wonderful experience. And last but certainly not least, I love this one from Erin Barrett. She said, "My wellness community got me very excited with new ways to share the Shackley difference. It showed me that I need to make a bigger time commitment to my Shackley business for it to prosper. I've learned new techniques to share Shackley and will be implementing them going forward. My wellness community reignited my passion for Shackley products and help me share it in a way that is new and clear," which I love. That's the point of the whole thing. And we love hearing that it's connected with you in that way. So thank you for sharing. All right, our ambassador sponsoring recognition, you guys, we're looking at the week period of March 7th through 13th. A big congratulations to everybody who sponsored at least one new ambassador, scrolling on the right there, and a welcome to all of our new ambassadors represented on this list. But of course, a very special shout out to Katie Ganderton and Tiffany Montgomery, who sponsored at least two new ambassadors over just that 7-day period. So congratulations to everybody, and thank you so much for sharing the gift of Shackley. Up next, we have our Star Club Achievers. I love it. It's during the same period. So we're looking at March 7th through March 13th. That's right, March 7th through 13th. We have a great list here. It's a huge list. So let's please help me. I need your guys' help. We have our 3+ Star Club bonuses on the left. That represents at least 9 new people joining the Shackley family per person. Congratulations to Becky and Chris Cash, Steve and Barb Van Wy, Brooke Van Wy, Suzanne and Carl LaFlamme, Dan and Karen Visnick, and Gabe Paul. Also, the 2+ group rocking it over on the right-hand side. Way to go to Billy Copeland, Regina Sonsing, Sandra Hine, Tiffany Montgomery, Raquel Perdomo, Charlene Turnage, Alina Visnick, and Debbie Worrell and Roy Frodenthal. So a big, big congratulations to all of you guys. And of course, we have our 1+ group. Could not fit it all on one screen. Way to go to everybody on this list. I'm going to grab some names. I hope you guys are helping me. I know you guys always have my back. So help me recognize these people. Way to go to Quanah and Travis Anglin. We have Elga Avila, Lindsay Buckley. Congratulations to Master Coordinators Carlos and Evelyn Cortez. We've got Lisa Fott there, as well as Charmin Good. Congratulations to Pasal Cohn. Tommy and Bob Mickle, way to go to Lorraine Panigua. We have Silip Song, Sophie Sock, Renee and David Van Heel, way to go, and Marina Winkler. So a really great group, a lot of new names, a lot of names that we recognize, just some wonderful activity going on. And I love that you guys are locking in those Star Club bonuses too. So a big congratulations to all of you. And I do have a few of your postings for my SAS section that I wanted to recognize really quickly. Some really great ones. This first slide was actually shared by the amazing Andrea Smith. She's so wonderful at recognition of her team. And she's recognizing Dr. Kelechi Udahiri for her leadership in developing this team and the accomplishments that they have. And you can see we have Nena Agahotu, and she has rank advanced to director, which is really, really exciting. Way to go. We're super excited for you, Nena. Director is the first leadership step, as so many of you know and are aware, but sometimes just the most impactful one. And congratulations. And also a big congratulations to Dr. Tarika James. Way to go on finishing your qualification period for the rank of director. So we have 2 new directors right here, rocking it and having fun with the business. And we're so excited for each one of you. And way to go to Dr. Udahiri as well for your leadership. And last but not least, we have a couple to share here from the amazing Crystal Gossett, who we all love and adore. She shared Sarah Cassioli, who just had her biggest impact ever. And that's not saying anything small, you guys. Biggest impact could really encompass so many things, but that she just hit it in this last month is a huge deal. Way to go to Sarah. We're so excited for you and to watch where your business keeps going and growing. And of course, we had a lot of recognition posts. We celebrated it last week. But way to go one last time to the amazing Hat, Barbara, and Debbie, who rocked our team up and locked in that number one status. I love this purse that they're rocking here. And way to go to you guys. We're so excited to be able to celebrate you. But I'm going to go ahead and hand it back to Robbie. I can't wait to hear from Francine.
Marcy, that was amazing. It's always fun to see the success that's going on right now within the Shackley field. And honestly, there's no greater time to be a part of the Shackley family with all the massive success that's going on in the field. So thank you so much, Marcy. All right. So I get to introduce Francine Rowling. Besides just being awesome, Francine, she joined Shackley in 1999. So this year she will be celebrating her 25th year in Shackley. That is so amazing. And she was a former school social worker who always wanted to be home with her kids. And, you know, when talking with Francine, she started her Shackley business for the products and the extra income and grew it steadily over the years. And she's achieved so many milestones over the years and it has just grown both personally as a leader and now she's building leaders among leaders. And February was just an incredible month for Francine and her team. And we've asked her to come on and to share, you know, what she believes is behind that success. So So for Francine, the time is yours. You're amazing. We're so grateful for you and taking the time to be on the call with us.
Oh, thank you, Robbie. Hi, Shively family. This is just a pleasure. So I'm delighted to be here. As Robbie said, I'm Francine. I'm in Missouri, capital city, and I'm thanks for doing that math because I'm all about psychology and English. I didn't realize this was 25 years, so that's something, right? So today, before we get started about mindset, I want to give you a quote. And this quote was a gift to me, so I hope it will be for you as well. It's from John Maxwell. Don't set out to conquer the world until you take care of things in your own backyard. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because taking care of your backyard requires personal responsibility and it requires action on your part. So that's what we're going to conquer, okay? Thinking about my Shackley business, I remember early on that people would ask me to define my why, and that used to hurt my head. I had a really hard time wrapping my mind around exactly why I was wanting to do this. To be real honest, it was more about the money at the time than anything else, because I thought that would offer me freedom and opportunity. But life and time have a way of crystallizing things for you, don't they, if you pay attention. And in the last 5 years, my parents both passed away. So my dad had been sick for a number of years, but my mom died quite suddenly. But when they both passed, my brothers and I realized that they were under a whole lot of financial distress. And it was all related to my dad's illness. And because of that financial distress, they made a lot of decisions which impacted them and actually made life harder for them and impacted us now because we're having to sort through those. It wasn't that they were great people. The issue, though, is that they did not think that they had a choice. So they made these decisions out of fear. And that is what I love. And that has become my why about this business, is because we all have an opportunity to offer people choice, right? That's a great thing. That's a freedom to be able to have a choice. But here's the thing. You can have the best gift in the world, and if you walk into a party with that gift, but you're not prepared to share it, you might leave with it and then no one benefits. So the person who was supposed to get the gift is probably wondering where the heck you went with their present. And then you feel bad because you didn't offer that to them, right? You took the time to pick it out. You knew you wanted to give to them, but then you left without it. So that's where mindset and personal development come in. We hear all the time about Roger Barnett being the CEO of our company, and we're so thankful for him. But make no mistake, you are the CEO of your business. And if you talk to Roger, I've heard him talk about this before. He talks about how important personal development and mindset are to his success. We benefit from that. So don't you think it would be wise then to model that in your own life and to use those tools too, to help you grow as a person and also to help your business grow. You know, 1999, as Robbie said, was 25 years ago. That's crazy. And during that time, my business has had some highs and it's had some lows. And if you've studied business, you understand that the road to success isn't just up the mountain, right? You go up, you go down, you go up, you go down, you take a turn. Sometimes you fall, you get back up and you keep that trajectory. So every time I achieved a big business goal, hit a new rank, earned a trip, whatever it was, attracted people to my team. It was because I was in a period where I was very serious about taking personal responsibility. And part of that personal responsibility includes mindset. So I keep mentioning mindset. What is mindset? It's your fuel. It's your energy. You can have the best products in the world and the best strategy, but without a positive mindset, you're stuck. You're not going to get the results that you want. I'm going to repeat that because that's super important. You can have the best products and strategy, but without a positive mindset, you're stuck. That, my friends, is why we see people quitting this business. Your mindset can make or break your business, right? We know we've got the best products. Nobody's questioning the products. And there's so many strategies out there. Honestly, strategy just has to do with what you're comfortable with doing, how you want to show up in the world. At the end of the day, we are all sharing the business and the products with people. That's what strategy is. how you choose to do it, that's where you get to be creative, but you need the mindset in order to show up. Seven signs that your mindset needs attention. And between you and me, there's a lot more than just seven, but today we're just going to go over seven. The first one is confusion. And as I go over these, I want you just to reflect a little bit and ask yourself if maybe you've experienced some of these. So when we talk about confusion, this is when you don't know what to do, or maybe you don't know what to do first. And here's a sign that you might be confused. Are you signing up for every course, every tool, listening to every podcast, reading every book that people recommend, but you're still spinning your wheels? There's really a thing called analysis paralysis, and that may be what you're experiencing. That can keep you stuck. So don't confuse yourself. The second one is negativity and blame. This is classic behavior when you're in your comfort zone. We're going to talk a little bit more about comfort zones in a minute, but when you're negative, when you're blaming other people, you're focusing on them and you are not focusing on personal responsibility. And you're only going to grow when you accept personal responsibility. So please do not play the blame game, okay? Comparison. And friends, this was my crutch for a long time. There were times, I'm embarrassed to say this, that people would earn trips and I would block them from Facebook for a period of time because they'd be on a trip. And I was so jealous because I was comparing myself to them. And then I realized the reason that I was jealous is because there was something about what they had achieved that I found very attractive. And so do you know what I did? I became friends with those people. I interviewed those people. I got to learn what they were doing to help myself grow. Because when you're comparing yourself to somebody else, you're comparing apples to oranges. You are comparing where you are now to what their end result is. And you don't see all of that time and effort and blood, sweat, and tears that they put in the middle, right? So comparison is a sign that your mindset needs attention. Negative self-talk is another one. So look at this as data. I want you to catch yourself. Don't feel bad about this. Don't scold yourself. But if you find yourself saying things like, oh, I'm just not good at this, you know, why am I so stupid? Why can't I get whatever it is? Stop. This is just data. Catch yourself saying these things, write these things down, and then study it. Where's this coming from? Reframe it. Use that newfound energy to fuel you, to help you grow rather than keeping you stuck. Another sign that you may need some adjustment to your mindset is if you're making excuses. Excuses keep you from doing the work that will help you achieve results. And do you want to know what one of the biggest excuses is? I'm so busy. That is junk. That is junk talk, you guys. That's actually negative self-talk. Busy is an excuse. Busy is not productive. I can spend a week cleaning my office, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get anything done with my business, right? There's two different things. There's busy and then there's income producing activities. So be careful. Be careful what excuses you're making. Okay, another sign that you may need a mindset is that your results are not matching your effort. And this kind of goes back to the busy versus productive thing too. Are you working but not getting anywhere? Well, then stop and look at what actually you're doing. I'm going to share a tool that I use in a little while. And one of the reasons I like this tool is because it lists income producing activities. So if I'm going to set aside business time, I want to spend it doing things that are going to grow my business, right? So make sure your efforts are matching the results that you want. Also, because I'm talking about thoughts, I want you to know this too. Your thoughts change you, but your actions are what change the world. Okay, so when your results don't match your efforts, sometimes you're spending time on things. Maybe on the surface, it looks like personal development. But if you're not implementing what you're learning, it could just be that you're changing your thoughts, but you're not putting it into action. And so you need both those things. And then the last little peek into whether or not your mindset needs some adjustment is that you're not growing. So like I told you, my business has gone through lots of seasons where I had growth and then other areas where I didn't. And that happens with businesses, right? There are seasons. But if you're consistently not growing, it's time to analyze what's been going on. So when my mom died last year, I took maybe a quarter of the year, the last several months of last year, to, I, being honest, just coasted. So guess what happened? My business didn't grow. It certainly held its own. And for that, I was very thankful. But when I came back, and was very intentional about it and started doing income producing activities and putting my thoughts into action, that's when, as Robbie said, our team had one of our best months yet. You know, last month we promoted a director and we had lots of new members who joined our team. And so that was great because we were in action. Your mindset, you guys, is created by the experiences that you have and the stories that you extract from those experiences. So again, mindset can be your best friend or it can be your biggest foe. It will either push you ahead or hold you where you are. And it's your thinking. And people get this wrong. You'll often hear people say, maybe you've said it, I don't feel like it. When you say that, it's you're pretending that your feelings are in charge. Your feelings are not in charge. Your beliefs control your feelings, which control your actions, which control your results. So listen to these two statements. I believe I'm going to help people today versus I don't know if I'm cut out for this. So those can be statements that an ambassador says, and both of those ambassadors are probably going to experience a lot of the same feelings through the course of the day, through the course of the year, right? There are going to be times when they're happy, they're going to be excited, they're going to be sad, they're going to be mad, blah, 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 all the feelings. But the person who believes, who has the thought that they're here to help people, that's the person more likely to keep going, to stay in action, and to get the results that they want. Your brain wants you to be comfortable. It has a hard time quickly ascertaining if something is life-threatening or if it's just new. You know, there's a big connection between your gut and your brain. And so the times when you're telling yourself that you're nervous, those butterflies might be because you're excited. So you've got to convince your brain. And this is where the personal responsibility comes in again. You think you want to be comfortable. That sounds like a good thing, right? That sounds like lazy boy chairs and you know, being comfortable, but you can actually get strangled and stuck in that comfort zone too. In extreme cases, this is why people stay in relationships where they get hurt or that are not good for them, because it takes a different kind of energy to leave what you know and to go into that growth zone. But the growth zone is where, guess what happens? You grow, but it's also uncomfortable. Know that it's going to be uncomfortable. It's just part of it. And your mindset, this positive mindset that you're growing, will help you with this discomfort. So how do you achieve a growth mindset? We're Shackley family, and it's National Nutrition Month. So I came up with an acronym, GREEN, okay? GREEN, so five letters GREEN. I'll go over each of these, but G is gratitude, R is reflect, E is expect the good, the other E is emerge, and N is never give up. So we always start with gratitude, right? It's been scientifically proven to change your brain. I'm not being a Pollyanna. Look it up. It's true. It will get you out of your fear. It will also get you out of yourself. If you did any of the Danelle Delgado training, was that last year, the year before, you know that she preaches this and she practices it because it works. You will become more positive and people are attracted to positivity and gratitude in all things, the good and the bad. You can glean things from even the bad things. So how do you practice gratitude? I'd suggest you do this daily. I'd suggest you do it at both morning and night and write them down. It's nice to see when the things that you're grateful for continue to be areas where you can experience gratefulness. Maybe they help you grow. You may change your thinking around those. So gratitude is the first. The R is for reflect. Here's another John Maxwell quote I love. The person who knows how will have a job, but the person who knows why will be the boss. So what stories are you carrying? Reflect on that. What are they telling you? How do they affect your actions? And I know it may seem a little fuzzy about how can this story I'm carrying around about me not being a good partner positive, you know, possibly affect my business. But trust me, it does. You are a system. And so the stories you're carrying about anything in your life can affect how you show up in your business. So this is important work. Kendra Hall is going to be one of our speakers in Dallas this summer. And her book, Change Your Story, Change Your Life, is one of my favorites because she really steps you through this process and helps you break down the stories that you have. To reflect again, I'd recommend you do this daily. Just start paying attention to this. Journaling about these things is super important. Having a trusted partner, an accountability group is helpful too, because you'll continue to grow and you'll get deeper into why you're doing these things, why you have these stories. Okay, E, expect the good and be the good. Just as you have people that you admire, you are a role model for others as well. So show up, be intentional, show up, be present and ready to work. You know, the Olympics are happening this summer. Those athletes are showing up every day. And not only are they showing up at practice, but they have to work when they get there, right? So you want to work too. Consistent action, super important. One of my favorite tools to help me stay in consistent action and to do income producing activities is in our back office. So when you go back there under the onboarding, there is a daily tracker, a daily activity tracker. Trackers help you get through the confusion. And I put this tool under expect the good because it helps you see the good. It helps you stay in consistent action, which then leads to results. And those results aren't only just numbers, right? There are people's lives who we're impacting. So this is a super important thing to use. So check out those trackers if you aren't already using one. The next E is emerge. You're not the same person today as you were yesterday. So again, personal development is super important. Kathy, can you put up the list of some of the books that I recommend? Personal development's important to do daily, but not all day long, all right? You want to do what you're learning. It should reflect the actions that you're hoping to, it should reflect the actions that you want to put in into the world so that you can get a certain set of results. So for instance, if you're wanting to grow your business or if you're wanting to reach more customers, I would not recommend listening to the Dateline podcast for 5 hours a day. That is not going to do you any good. All right. So that's fun. When it's time for fun, you can certainly listen to Dateline or whatever else you want to listen to. But you want to fill your personal development cup with things that are going to help you show up and grow yourself. So the last one is never give up. And this isn't just a piece of encouragement to end with. I want you to realize that never giving up is a mindset. One of my very favorite books is a book called The Traveler's Gift, and it's actually a fiction book, but each chapter, the main character learns a different lesson about life. And the first lesson he learns is that I have a decided heart. And when you decide, you will make less excuses. I don't know if this is urban legend or if this is actually true, but I read about an explorer once, not a history person, I don't remember which explorer, but after he and his crew got to the new land they were exploring, he ordered that the ships be burned. So that's that explorer, real or not, had a decided heart, right? He decided this was going to work. He had a never give up attitude. So what are your ships? What do you need to burn so you don't give yourself an easy out? Because your brain, again, wants to be comfortable, and it's going to look for all those loopholes, right? And while we're on this, following up with others, I think sometimes it's easier to reach out initially to people, but then it's a little harder to follow up with them. But when you're following up with people, you're letting them know that you're not giving up on them either. So be there for yourself and be there for them. All right. In conclusion, always the best part, right? Become friends with your mindset. So three things I want to leave you with. Personal responsibility. This isn't about her. This isn't about him. This is about you. Accept personal responsibility. Consistency. Use the tools that you have. Consistency, you guys, will give you those results. And that could be life-changing to you business-wise and in your personal life as well. And celebrate your growth. Please celebrate your growth. Are there any Ted Lasso fans out there? If you watched that show, you know that before they left the locker room, they had the word believe on the door, and they would all hit that word before they went out on the field. I believe in you, but here's the question I have for you. Do you believe in you? That's what matters. You may or may not talk to me again, but you are the common denominator in everything you do in your life. So be there for yourself, believe in yourself, show up for yourself, and I'm cheering you on. Thank you.
Francine, I started talking to myself. It was great. Honestly, you were amazing. And I so, so appreciate you for being on here and just giving us that wealth of knowledge in regards to mindset and things that you were doing to grow and to get into growth mode and to bring that experience to your team. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Some takeaways for me that I wrote down here is I love that. I absolutely love what you said. There's busy and there's the income producing activities. And that's very true in our business. We like to tell ourselves as CEOs that, you know what, I'm doing all the things, but are they the income producing activities that are leading to growth? Just because you're busy doesn't mean you're growing. And so that was like kind of the one that I circled like 10 times. The other one that I wrote down here was, you know, clarity really does come when you take action. I think that that's kind of what I took away when you were talking about, you know what, it's important to take action in your business. And then I loved your whole, you know, green aspect of gratitude and reflect and, you know, expect the good, be the good, emerge, never give up. And then you shared the story about Cortez when he landed in Mexico and he ordered, you know, his ships to be burned because we tend to want to fall back on plan B versus, you know, saying this is plan A and plan Z and not giving yourself an out. Too many times as CEOs, we want to give ourselves the plan B. Well, oh, if it doesn't work out, I'll do this instead. Whereas if you were just to sit down and put in the work day in after day, day in after day, the success is going to come. It may not come right away, but it will come if you put in the consistency, you put in the hard work, you're asking questions, especially from, you know, people who have been successful here at Shackley. I mean, those are the people that you want to be, you know, picking their minds. You know, a lot of these master coordinators, like they have so a wealth of knowledge that you can go and you can pick their minds and say, hey, what did you do to see success? How can I duplicate that? You know, how can I build in depth? What are some things that I can do to really, you know, get my organization where I want it to be, right? There's a lot of people that you can take and pick their minds. So thank you again, Francine. You're amazing. Shackley family, this has been a wealth of knowledge. Mindset is critical in our business, right? It is. Take time to make sure that you are investing into yourself, right? You've got to be reading some sort of personal development. If you are not doing that, right? You're not right here, right? You need to make sure that you are right every single day in that mindset. So thank you again, Francine. All right, Shackley family, Q1, it's coming to a close, okay? 2 weeks. Let's make sure that we have that foot on the gas, okay? 10Xing it. Earn that Aura ring, okay? Earn those VIP elite points, okay? If you do not know what I'm talking about, get into the news and events page. Go and read up, okay, what is Robbie talking about with VIP Elite? What does that mean? How do I earn points? Go in, learn exactly what you need to do to earn those VIP Elite points. If you can't find it, reach out to me, text me, go to Messenger. You know, if you're in the West Coast, you can reach out to Raquel or Mindy, you know, or Chris and I. You know, we're here to help you to find out those answers and do exactly what you need to do to find those answers, but not only that, to come up with a plan to make sure that you are earning silver or platinum or gold or whatever your goal is. We want to help you get there. So let's jump on a one-on-one. If you need help, reach out to us. We appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next week, same time. All right, thanks, Shackley family.
Shackley makes no promises or guarantees regarding income opportunities, and the success or failure of each Shackley ambassador, like any other business, depends on your own skills and personal effort. The actual financial results of all Shaklee ambassadors for the preceding year are contained in the Shaklee Average Earnings Chart that can be found at us.shaklee.com/earnings, which does not include ambassador costs. Shaklee ambassadors do not earn compensation for recruiting or sponsoring other Shaklee ambassadors. They only earn compensation when products are sold to customers. For full details about the Shaklee compensation plan, speak to your Shaklee ambassador or visit shaklee.com.